A judge orders Microsoft broken in two.
We will be appealing this decision, and we have a very strong case on appeal.
John Rocker says he might quit baseball.
Just not wanting to play anymore.
This hurricane season could be even worse than expected.
We think we're in a new era for these particularly major storms, Category 3, 4, 5.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The ruling came down today. A federal judge agreed with the government and ordered Microsoft split in two. It would be the biggest corporate breakup since the baby bells were spun off from AT&T. For details, we go live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
With harsh words, Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson ordered Microsoft to create one company for its Windows operating system and another for its software. He gave it 4 months to devise a reorganization plan, and he severely restricted its business conduct during the breakup process. Assistant Attorney General Joel Klein says Microsoft doomed itself with its approach and its actions.
They reflected defiance of, not respect for, the rule of law.
The company promises an immediate appeal.
I'm reminded of the old saying that today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Chairman Bill Gates is unrepentant.
The way we're going to move forward will be exactly as the company has for 25 years.
That defiant attitude clearly irritated the judge, who accused Microsoft of being, as he put it, unwilling to accept the notion that it broke the law. Hoping for a speedy resolution, the Justice Department will push for a fast-track appeal directly to the Supreme Court. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen joins us live. Andrew, the judge recently floated the idea of breaking Microsoft in three. What do you suppose happened to that?
Well, clearly, in light of today's order, that concept is now dead, either because the judge figured in the end that a three-way split was too onerous on the company, or because he felt that the government's proposal of a two-way split was entitled to greater weight. I don't think that matters much to Microsoft, however, which probably feels that a split is a split is a split, no matter how many companies are created by it. But legally, Microsoft's arguments are probably just as strong or just as weak now as they would have been had the company been split in three.
So what does this mean for the typical computer user? For that, we turn live to CBS News computer consultant Larry Magid.
You're not going to see anything right away, but eventually you're going to see more choice. Right now, when a consumer goes to a store to buy a computer, their choice is pretty much Windows 98 or Windows 2000. In the future, if this breakup actually happens, there could be Linux, there could be Unix, there could be Sun, there could be other operating systems. We're already seeing, I would call, a kinder and gentler Microsoft. Microsoft has sort of let up a bit on its domination of the industry, and in fact, Gateway is already shipping a computer with the Linux operating system. So I think the consumers are going to have more choice over the next several years once this breakup actually takes place.
Now this.
I'm over 60 and keeping house is important to me, but my aging knees are slowing down and I can't keep up.
As you age, you wear away joint cartilage, reducing mobility. Help rebuild and protect your cartilage with Pain-Free, a natural supplement from Schiff. Pain-Free's extra strength glucosamine and chondroitin helps rebuild cartilage.
Pain-Free helps me keep up so I can keep the house up.
Taken daily, Pain-Free can help you support greater flexibility within 8 weeks. Move better, feel better with Pain-Free from Schiff.
There you are, going about your daily routine, and it happens. You get a taste for shrimp. Lots and lots of shrimp. Red Lobster's mouth-watering peel and eat shrimp. Steaming hot or chilled to tender perfection. You know what you have to do. Get to Red Lobster. For all the shrimp you can peel and eat, just $11.99. All that shrimp, $11.99. But not for long, which begs the question, are you on your way? Escape to Red Lobster.
In the face of furious reaction from the Federal Communications Commission, AT&T says it's deferring a new long-distance rate plan. This is spokesman Mark Siegel.
The message did not resonate quite as robustly as we'd hoped today, and so we decided to look at other alternatives for consumers.
Just last week, the FCC cut the access charges that local phone companies charge long-distance providers by $33.2 billion. Chairman William Kennard says AT&T promised to pass on savings to all consumers, and its new rate plan wouldn't do that. John Rocker, sent down to the minors by the Atlanta Braves, has until tomorrow to report to the Richmond Braves. They're in Toledo for a three-game series with the Mudhens. But talking to Atlanta radio station WKLS today, the controversial pitcher was noncommittal.
I don't know. I didn't decide if I'm going down or not. I'm still pretty chapped about the whole situation.
Rocker said he might just quit baseball and become a stockbroker.
There's something to be said for having a job that is not just, a complete headache.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
And now a rebuttal to a recent ad on this station. The online loan company eLoan says it's more responsive than us traditional mortgage brokers. I'm Errol Medjik, president of the Aggrieved Mortgage Brokers Alliance, saying, nonsense. The fact is, over 93% of our Amoeba mortgage brokers now have voicemail or an actual live assistant who will gladly put you into voicemail. And while we might not be available 24 hours a day, like eLoan, does that mean we're less attentive?
Errol, Mr. 847-251 on line 3.
And does that mean we're less attentive? I think not.
For an opposing opinion, log on to eLoan.com or call 1-888-ELOAN-22. For a car or a home, it's a better way to get a loan.
eLoan is an equal housing lender. Please check our website for current list of licenses, as eLoan is licensed in most but not all states. www.eloan.com.
Hurricane expert William Gray of Colorado State University has made an upward revision to his forecast for this season.
We think we're in a new era for these particularly major storms, Category 3, 4, 5, these ones that have a maximum sustained surface winds of more than 110 miles per hour.
Gray expects four such hurricanes, plus others of lesser strength. Gray blames the La Nina weather pattern, which is keeping the oceans cold.
When the water's cold, as it's been the last couple years, and as it was in 95 and 6, we tend to have more storms.
Gray disputes the idea that La Nina is the result of global warming caused by people. He says it's a natural change in the atmosphere. Florida's prolonged drought has prompted the city of Orlando to cancel its 4th of July fireworks. Wildfires have scorched thousands of acres this spring, and Governor Jeb Bush says he's considering a statewide ban on fireworks. Normally, California has the nation's highest gasoline prices, but right now that dubious distinction belongs to Chicago. AAA says the price of regular has topped $2 a gallon. There's a shortage because new environmental standards have slowed the refining process, and some pipelines that carry gasoline from the Gulf Coast have been shut down. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
LendingTree.com is turning the tables on the loan process. Now, rather than going from bank to bank in search of the best deal, you can have over 100 banks and lenders actually competing for your business. You fill out one simple form, then within hours, you'll receive up to four great offers. It's easy, it's free, and let's face it, it's better. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.lendingtree.com.
New from the Ken Blanchard Library.
Ah, the sound of money. Everybody should make big bucks.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard.
And I'm Sheldon Bowles.
In our newest book, Big Bucks, Sheldon and I tell in three simple steps how you can make big bucks.
Make is the right word, Ken. Big bucks isn't about investing money or squeezing it. It's about making it in the first place.
You're right. It's a roadmap for making serious money and living a worthwhile life.
First raving fans, then gung-ho. And now Blanchard and Bowles give you Big Bucks from William Morrow and Harper Audio.
Higher prices on Wall Street today. The Dow Industrials picked up 77 points to close at 10,812. The Nasdaq gained 82 points. It finished at 3839. High school graduating classes typically buy a gift for their school, but the seniors at Northland Pines High School in Eagle River, Wisconsin, decided to break with tradition. They've given the $2,000 left in their treasury to classmate David Garski, who has leukemia and needs a bone marrow transplant. Their donation adds a new dimension to the term class gift. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, June 6, 2000. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.